previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Ratings agency Fitch has given a lukewarm endorsement to the new Government of National Unity. In a statement released as we went into the weekend, Fitch said it noted progress by the government in implementing much-needed reforms in the economy. However, the agency said it did not think they would significantly raise the country's low growth potential, which it estimates at 1%. Accordingly, Fitch has left the country's rating unchanged at BB- with the outlook stable. Looking ahead, we have a big week with a focus on interest rates and central banks. Top of the list has to be the US Fed's Open Markets Committee, which will decide on whether or not to lower US interest rates, and if so, by how much. The bet is for a cut of 25 basis points, a quarter of 1%. But don't be surprised if it goes to 0.5%. Locally, our own Reserve Bank's Monetary Policy Committee meets later in the week, and like the US Fed, it's expected to drop interest rates by a quarter of a percent. Another similar cut is expected in November. At the same time in London, the Bank of England also meets to discuss rates. No change expected there, and on Friday, it's the Bank of Japan's turn. Perhaps as important as any of these decisions is a meeting scheduled between big business and President Ramaphosa to discuss the controversial National Health Insurance Bill. Ramaphosa's already signed it into law, but says he is open to talking about how it's going to be implemented. All I ask, he says, is that we be concerned with how we improve the health system. And Ramaphosa's also confirmed he's in talks with Elon Musk to introduce the Starlink high-speed satellite internet service to South Africa. At least 16 other nations in Africa already have Starlink, but South Africa has been excluded so far because of our local ownership restrictions. No further details available at this stage. Turning to the markets, the JSE ended last week with both the All Share Index and Top 40 up 0.4%, London's FTSE the same, the Dow in New York ending up 0.7%, the S&P 500 up 0.5%, the NASDAQ up 0.7%. No Tokyo this morning, closed for a holiday, Hong Kong down 0.2%, Sydney up 0.4%. US dollar remains easier at 1.11 to the euro, the rand fractionally firmer, 17.68 to the dollar, 19.63 to the euro, 23.27 to sterling. Gold's maintaining its record levels, 2,585. Platinum 1,001, Bitcoin easier, just over 58,500, Brent crude oil slightly easier, 71.75 per barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.